Hey guys, this is Allie, Blake's fiance, coming at you live to tell you a little bit about a ministry that is near and dear to my heart. My dear friend and teacher, Kipper Ackerman, started a ministry called The Sounds of Grace several years ago. Kipper, along with her harp, ministers to those who are sick and in need of healing, both spiritually and physically. Every fall, we put on a benefit concert to help support the Sounds of Grace ministry. This year, the concert will be held on November 1st at the Sumter Opera House. The pre-concert event will begin at 6 o'clock. My good friend Kevin will be playing with From the Morning, and there will be drinks, hors d'oeuvres, and a silent auction. The main event starts at 7, and I promise you won't want to miss this. At our last board meeting, I saw the lineup, and it will be a great show. I'm especially excited about this show because Blake and I will make our married couple debut. Tickets are $50 for both the pre-concert event and concert, or you can pay $25 for a ticket to the concert only. Tickets are available at the Olive Tree Christian Bookstore now. Thanks, guys!
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Not Religious Podcast. I am Blake.
And I am Brian.
We are coming at you, not live. This is pre-recorded. But anyway, we're here to...
We live, baby.
I wish I had so many cool things to say like a lot of radio hosts do, you know.
Coming to you from the Santa Monica Boulevard.
But when you do a podcast, you can't,
it's like,
you
know, hey, we're coming to you from the couch.
From the couch in Sumter, South Carolina.
The armpit of America.
Really, honestly, and truly. Today, it's going to get really good. Brian doesn't know very much about what we're talking about today.
Why does that mean it's going
to
get good?
Because you have a fresh mind to what all of this is.
Okay.
And this is something that I've participated in several times.
Lee was... Never mind. Anyway, we'll get going. We are like T-minus 2 days and counting until you get hitched.
Dang right.
Yeah.
Yep. Getting married on Saturday. This is a Thursday. That's so awesome. We're getting ready to tie the knot, and then we're going to go
on location. You're going to do the podcast from Universal Studio.
That would be fun.
From the honeymoon suite.
Yep. We could. If you so desire, we could.
I tried to do that when I was in Texas, and I failed.
That's all
because
right.
We were so dang on busy. Anyhow.
Whoops. Anyway. So today, it's now October. So the Halloween season is upon us yet again. I'm personally so excited because I love Halloween. How do you feel about Halloween?
I don't know. I don't get into holidays.
Okay.
So I'm not a big holiday guy. What I like is when Halloween rolls around, it's my favorite time of year.
Yeah.
Fall. Football. Yeah. You know, all of that jazz.
Right.
The white girl pumpkin spice frenzy starts, you know.
PSL for life, baby.
That's right. And so Halloween's always been, I don't know, just another holiday for me. And I don't get into holidays too much.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I love haunted houses. I love scary movies. I love everything about it.
I will say that I like Halloween more than all the rest of them.
Yeah.
Mostly because after 15 years of marriage, Lee is exactly like you.
Mm-hmm.
It's that sibling stuff. Greta is the same way. Your other sister.
Yeah, we all love
Halloween. Y'all love Halloween. And I think a lot of that comes from Pam.
Mm-hmm.
So after 15 years of marriage, that has rubbed off on me.
Right.
Being around you guys. So I get into it. I like dressing up. I like, you know, watching the kids dress up. And so it's fun. It's good.
Well, while we're on the honeymoon, one of the things, we're going to Orlando, we're going to Universal Studios, so one of the things we're going to do while we're down there is go through the Hollywood Horror Nights that they do for Halloween every year. So it's all these different haunted houses inside the parks, and but there's some people that don't like Halloween. There's some people that don't like haunted houses.
Yeah, were you with us that time we went to that haunted house, haunted farm, Bishopville? Or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah, Creepy Hollow.
Creepy mm-hmm. Hollow. Eh.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not. It's whatever for me.
It's not the best.
It doesn't scare me. It doesn't scare me.
Yeah.
What will happen is, you know what's happening. You know what's coming. I don't get scared. What happens is a reaction from being surprised.
It's a jump scare.
Right. So it's like, oh, wow, you know, you're beside me. But I'm not scared. I'm not like, oh my gosh, you know.
This is it.
Right. No. But some people get like that.
Yeah.
I don't get that way.
There's a lot of people that... that naturally turn to Jesus in those situations just because they want to get out of the house.
Right.
But what we're talking about today is the Christian alternative to the haunted house, commonly referred to as hell houses or Christian haunted houses.
I don't know anything about this. I've never been to one. What little I do know about it is just... like, I didn't do any research on these things. Just from in passing, hearing people talk about going to a judgment house or hell house or whatever. And I've left it at that. Like, I've never been like, what happened to you at this place? What happened there? Mm-hmm. It's always been like, oh, we went to so-and-so judgment house and it was good. It was awesome. And I just kind of like, all right, next conversation. Because it never interested me.
Yeah.
So I don't know a lot about it.
Right.
How about you?
I've been to several.
More than five?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A lot in Sumter. There was a lot of places in town here that a lot of churches that put them on. But I've been to, you know, some in Rock Hill and things like that. So I've been to quite a few of them.
Yeah.
There's a common theme with every single one of them. Do you know what the purpose of them is?
I have zero. Okay. All right. So coming from someone who doesn't know anything about him.
Yeah.
And my ignorance is going to show through on this subject.
Don't worry. Theirs is too.
What I think it is like you said, an alternative to a haunted house.
Yeah.
So like... When I was on staff at a church, we had an alternative to trick-or-treating. Mm. We had Fall Festival.
Yeah.
Where we invited the city and community to come, and we had entertainment, games, trunk-or-treat, stuff like that, where they could get candy so that they didn't have to go out into the neighborhoods and deal with all that jazz.
Yep.
And it's basically... trick-or-treating for Christians, you know, it's so that Christian kids could get candy and not have to worry about getting bullied or hazed or you know, scary costumes or whatever like that. So I would assume you go to a judgment house or hell house or whatever it's called. So here's what I think happens. So you get together in the big white church van. You drive to one of
that is so accurate, too.
You drive the 15-pack church van to one of these joints. You get out. And so I think it's like they show you what hell is. And that's all I got. Yeah. Like maybe what their depiction of what hell would be.
You're right. So what they do, they have a every single one that I've been to, it's been almost exactly the same. You have different scenarios of...
What do you mean scenarios?
Different types of sin. So they'll have a scene that you walk into where it's one sin, and then they move on to the next. When someone dies in there...
What do you mean sin?
As a result...
Sin?
So you walk
in... Elaborate.
Okay, you walk into one scene. A common theme with these things are that I've seen at every single one. Homosexuality. Abortion. Drinking. Premarital sex. And then things like other religions that they don't really know a lot about, and basically tying it into Satanism. So you walk into...
So wait a minute. So...
And someone dies in every situation.
And again, this is my ignorance because I've never been to this.
Yes.
I'm a little taken back about this. Yeah. So I'm trying to picture this in my head. So what is it? Like you walk in to... All right, so you said it's different situations or whatever. So you walk into like a room.
It's a scene.
It's a scene.
For every single sin.
So wait a minute. So what you're telling me is you're going to walk into a room and there's a scene of what, like someone drinking at a party.
Yeah.
Teenagers, probably.
Teenagers, yeah.
Drinking at a party.
Right.
And then they die?
It either is going to be, what I've seen was either they drank too much and then, you know, and died as a result of that, or drunk driving and ends up killing somebody and they die as well.
Okay.
So
wait a minute. All right, so you go into the scene, the quote-unquote sin happens.
Mm-hmm. Someone dies.
Someone dies.
And usually there's two different people that end up dying in those scenes. One being one that's going to hell, one going to heaven.
What's determining who goes to hell and
their,
heaven?
Their sin. That's my point. That's what always frustrated me about that.
So wait a minute. And I wish the people listening could see my face.
I wish they could too.
So wait,
you're totally taken back by it.
This is really something. All right, so let pick a scenario.
Okay, I've got.
That was an easy one.
I've got some good.
What was the drunk?
The drinking one. Yeah, it always ends up being like, a drunk driver.
Because
and someone gets killed.
I want to fully understand what's happening.
Okay,
here.
So
the scenario is what with the drinking.
The drinking...
You walk into the judgment house.
Mm-hmm.
You walk into a room.
Yeah. You walk into a room and say you're at a party.
And they're like doing a drama.
Right. It's a drama. The whole thing is one big drama.
Okay. So the actors are doing the drama. What's happening in the drama?
So there's people standing around. It's a party and people are drinking. And there's one guy who's obviously having way too much. And he makes the bad decision to then get in his car. Drive off, ends up killing somebody.
And then what happens next?
So then you go to another scene.
Okay. Of a different situation.
Different situation.
Okay,
totally
so
thing.
Multiple scenes.
Right, you're
going to
go through the next one.
Okay.
The next one might be a homosexual.
All right, fast forward.
Okay, we're not going through that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to understand the structure of this.
Yeah.
So fast forward, we've gone through, we saw the drunk guy do the thing,
okay.
We've seen all the other rooms, we've seen all the dramas, what then happens?
They take you to hell. There's always a hell scene. They take one room, they make it crazy hot in there, it's dark, there's demons everywhere, you see the people who committed the sins all winding up in, or no, well, yeah, at some point they're going to be in hell, but a lot of them do it to where they, when they die, they stand before God and he rejects them and sends them to hell. So at some point that happens. I've seen it set up different ways, but you go through hell and you see the people who didn't make it to heaven because of their quote unquote sin.
All right, so let me stop you. The drunk driving guy.
Yeah.
He's ending up in hell.
Yeah, oh yeah.
All right, so... He goes before God, and you guys watch God send him to hell.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes to the hot place. You go, and you see him in hell.
Yeah.
Do they explain why he's in hell?
Yes.
Who explains it? Whoever's running the joint.
Yeah, there's usually someone narrating the whole thing.
Why is he in hell?
For drinking. Because drinking is wrong, and it will always lead to bad decisions, and you can kill someone. and I know that's the most extreme situation, because every time you take a drink doesn't mean that someone's going to end up dying. You know, that's obviously extreme, but that's what is it all boils down to is drinking is always going to cause a bad decision.
Okay. Go ahead.
And then you kill some.
Go ahead and I need to digest that a little bit. Go ahead and your notes there.
Okay.
I think you're going to talk about the different scenes.
The different scenes and what their common.
Okay. What was that? What
is it? What are their common ending is. So if you. Homosexuality always leads to AIDS.
Now let me ask you a question here.
Yeah.
In this when you're going to these places in your white van, 15-pack church van.
Yeah.
Where these happen at churches,
most of them
happen at churches. Let me ask you, how are they depicting homosexuality?
I mean, it's not obviously it's not showing anything that's gonna cause a stir in that sense. It's more or less insinuating that this person is gay, and then they got AIDS as a result of it. They wind up in the hospital and they're dying, and then they die and they go to hell. Right?
All right, move on.
All right,
move on.
Every single one that I've ever been to, there was something about abortion in there too, and it is always the most gruesome, brutal, intense thing of the entire Hell House. And it's always, you know, someone made this girl made this poor decision and slept with this guy. She got knocked up. She doesn't want the baby, so she goes to have an abortion. And the doctor is almost always depicted as someone who takes pleasure in killing that child. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's very brutal. It's always a gruesome scene.
Right.
And the mother always dies as a result of it.
And
always.
And ends up in hell.
And ends up in hell because she had an abortion.
Okay.
So, and then you can imagine the baby that was killed always ends up going to heaven, every single one that I've seen.
Okay.
All right. Premarital sex leads to prostitution and things like STDs and things like, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
that's how they're depicting it.
Okay. So premarital, all right. Just, okay. Prostitution.
Right. And then a big one that I've seen a good bit.
And because someone's a hooker, they're going to hell.
Right.
Gotcha. Keep going.
Do you know a lot about Wiccan?
Yeah.
The Wiccan faith?
We talked about it a little bit with that minisode we did.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about it. I know enough to have a conversation about it.
Right. So how I always heard it growing up was that it was satanic, and it has absolutely nothing to do with Satan. I watched an interview.
It's Earth. It's the elements of Earth. It's basically nature.
Yeah.
It's people who are in tune with the elements of Earth and nature and what that represents.
Yep.
So yeah,
there is no Satan in their belief.
No, but there are devil worshippers.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah, I mean they're still out there.
Yeah.
But they always refer to and they like to point that one out because I think in the 90s when Hill Houses really started getting popular in the 90s.
That's when emo was really taking a hold. Goth was really taking a hold.
So they stuck to Wiccan because they automatically associated it with that. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen people of the Wiccan faith depicted as Satanists that are sacrificing humans and, you know, like praising the Dark Lord. That's what it's always been. And I was like, so, you know, my young, premature mind has always been like, Wiccans are Satanists.
Right.
Until I did my research and I was like, it's got nothing to do
nothing
with that.
Nothing to do with Satan.
Absolutely nothing.
Right. They don't even recognize.
Right.
Anyway.
Yeah. So in these, and those are just like the most common examples.
Okay.
There's things like school shootings and, you know, different massacres and things like that out too. Where,
don't get me started on that crap.
Yeah. So, well, I've got a few things in there for that as well. So you go through all these different scenarios. There's people that die in every scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the you see the good people and the bad people, quote unquote.
Who goes to heaven? Give me a scenario where someone goes to heaven.
Okay, so let's say in the drinking alcohol situation.
Right.
All right, so what I've seen before is, okay, these people are at this party, and maybe there was someone who wound up at the party that was a quote-unquote Christian who didn't partake in any drink, but decided that the party lifestyle was not for her, right? So she says, well, I'm just going to leave because I don't want
to
be here.
And she gets to heaven.
This contradicts my faith. She's the one that ends up getting killed by the guy that was drunk and hit her, so they both die. So he goes to hell, she goes to heaven.
Okay.
So you walk through hell and you see all the people who made these decisions that wind up in hell.
Right.
But you do have a heaven scene.
Right.
Where it's nice and bright and pretty, and you see Jesus up there and he's welcoming the baby that got killed in the abortion, the girl who left the
party.
Question,
how big is the baby?
Oh, the baby's always like toddler.
Okay.
Yeah, so always toddler.
Right, because that's when abortions happen.
Right. So you see all the good people make it to heaven, and once you make it through that scene, there's always an ending to it where they're like, if you want to know Christ tonight, come talk to us, and you can walk out of here saved because you might get in your church van. I'm telling you, every single one I've been to, I've heard this same statement. You might get in your van and go home tonight and get into a car accident and get hit head on by a drunk driver, and you all could die tonight. And if you didn't make the decision to follow Jesus, you could end up like those people. Isn't that wonderful? That's the world we live in. That is modern church culture for you.
All right. Okay.
Let me know how all that just processed in your head here.
Well, I'm going to take a minute.
Okay.
Let me ask you a couple questions.
Sure.
Have you ever been a part of putting one of these on?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you know anyone who has put one of these on?
There's a lot of local churches here that do them, but I've never known people to participate in them.
Okay.
Or I've never known people who have participated in them.
Okay. And I guess where I was going with that is, have you ever talked to someone and say, what's your end goal here?
You know, it's always.
Yeah, I get it. Everything in ministry is to save souls.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's
your
default,
right? What's your end goal here? Is your end goal to I don't know. I don't even know, man.
What bothers me about the whole thing is it really contradicts what God is in general, right? So it's fear through faith, or faith through fear. So they scare the crap out of you throughout this whole entire thing. And they at the very end, it's like, okay, well, y'all could end up just like these people and you could all go to hell tonight. So make that decision to follow Christ. And it's forcing it on people. It's not really leaving room for them to do research and like study things and ask questions. It's more like, it's a one-way street with all these things. Here's these horrible situations. We're going to make it intense. We're going to do a lot of jump scares. We're going to do our best to frighten you into following Christ. And I've always had a problem with that.
I just don't. All right. So I guess here's my thing, man. Who's determining? I have a problem with saying someone's going to end up in hell.
Yeah.
Regardless of what they've done or who they are, I have a problem with telling a person based on what they've done, their actions. I don't care what their actions are, and I don't care who they are. I have a problem saying that person's ending up in hell.
Yep.
Okay.
We just don't know.
We just don't know.
Mm-mm.
Because we don't know that person's relationship with God.
Yep.
So to say or to imply that this person did this thing and that is putting them in hell is ridiculous to me.
Yeah.
Ridiculous to me.
And
that is borderline, I don't know, man. That is very dangerous.
Yeah.
That's very dangerous.
It's pushing ignorance and it's pushing bigotry because it's very I don't know. It's very right wing. It's very homophobic. It's, you know, it's pushing your ideals on a young impressionable mind.
I mean,
you know.
Listen, this is literally saying this sin, this action that you did is sending you to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Show me where that's biblical.
Yeah. Oh, and they'll defend it all day long. There's actually a video I saw where this church, and several of them do it, they don't promote it as a hell house. They don't promote it as a Christian alternative to haunted houses. It's marketed as a regular haunted house in order to have non-believers come attend it so they can put them through these scenarios and then have them follow God by the end of it. But in one of them, there was I don't feel right saying it, but it was a very derogatory term for a gay man. Uh-huh. Was used commonly in the scenario. And people busted out their cameras at the end of it, and they were like going at the head pastor of the church who was orchestrating the whole thing, and they were like, "What is wrong with you?"
Right.
And he didn't have a solid answer for why he felt it was okay to say that and use that word in their...
Forget the word.
Yeah.
Forget the word. Listen,
And he didn't... I mean...
Here's my thing. I need some explanation. If you're going to have the testicular fortitude, if you're going to have the balls to say that this person... This drama that we did, this person is going to hell. I need to know why. You tell me why he's going to hell. And don't be ambiguous with it and say, he got drunk and drove.
Yeah.
That's sending him to hell?
Yep.
He got drunk and drove and took a life. You're telling me that's sending him to hell? Uh-uh.
Yeah. Well, their first reaction is going to be, well, one of the Ten Commandments says, thou shalt not kill. Is always going to be the number one thing. But...
Blake, what gets you into heaven?
Jesus.
There you go. So here's my thing, man. Yeah, he drank and he drove. What is his relationship like with Christ?
Yeah.
We don't know that. They're not telling us that.
We don't have a clue.
They're not telling us that. But the 2 seconds before... The milliseconds before he died.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say the Holy Spirit didn't intervene, sober the boy up, and save his soul?
Yep.
But we're going to be so definitive because we want to prove a point.
Yep.
And have a platform to say, if you do this, this is what it's teaching people. If you do this, this is where you're going to end up. And that is bad, bad religion.
Yeah. Well, it's a great band, though. What this promotes too is it doesn't really give you any room, like I said, to do research of your own. You know, it's just, well, I went to that haunted hell house forever ago, and it was bad. They clearly showed me that if I did that, it would send me straight to hell.
Where is that biblically?
Yeah. No one takes the time to look.
Let's take it a step further. You know what? Your depiction of hell.
Yeah.
When I go into that room, you said it's hot and there's
fire, demons,
snakes, whatever. Yeah. Where is that biblically?
Yeah. I mean.
Explain it to me.
No one can, because they've had this idea of even what Satan looks like. You know, red dude with horns and a pitchfork.
I get it if you're using it as an artistic interpretation of a scenario.
Yeah.
Fine. I can go with that. But when you put a motive behind it, when you have a platform that you're trying to push, and that's supposed to represent theology, this is a representation of Christ. I'm sorry. Christ doesn't scare you into a relationship with him.
Right. Quite the opposite.
Christ doesn't give you a set of rules that you have to check off and keep checking to say, oh, did I do this? Is this because I did this? Man, that completely takes grace out of the equation.
Yep.
That negates the power of grace. It negates the power of the gospel completely.
Yep.
Completely. That's, oh my Lord. You know what that can teach someone is if someone's impressionable enough, and you hit on it, that teaches hate.
Yeah.
It teaches ignorance. You know, instead of, let's say we have a friend with a drinking problem.
Yeah.
Right? We take him to this hell house, and now we're telling him, because of who you are, because of what you struggle with, you are now going to hell.
Yep.
Instead of trying to befriend him.
And get him help.
Get him help. Yeah. Figure out why. What's the reason
yep.
you're drinking how you're drinking, man? What's the reason? What are you going through? Let's talk about it. Let's yep. hash this out.
Yep.
Let's show you that with a relationship with Christ, you don't need this stuff because he will strengthen you.
Yep.
Instead, it's hit him over the head with you're going to hell.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh, they're rough. I think the last time I went to one was about 4 years ago, and I didn't enjoy it. It was like the other times that I went. I mean, when I was younger, it scared me, and I was like, oh, no, I need to live right. I need to make sure I'm good with God because I don't know when I'm going to die. But the last time that I went to one where I was kind of more mature in my faith and I was thinking and asking questions and things like that, I was like, something about this doesn't seem right.
Listen, that is, you're not living. You said it. I want to live right. Live right by who? These things are teaching you to live right by my denomination.
Yeah, by the church's standards.
Right. Live right by what we think is a correct way to live.
Yeah.
Not live right by building your relationship with God.
I gotta follow the rule book.
It's what we deem is acceptable in life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the whole problem with freaking Christianity. That's the whole problem with religion. It's mm-hmm. the whole problem with everything that's going on right now in this world associated with Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been going on for way too dang long.
I know. It started in the 70s, didn't really get popular until the 90s. And I think it was a part of the satanic panic of that time, you know, where Wiccan was starting to kind of gain some popularity, and it kind of scared people, and they automatically assumed they were all Satanists and taking over. So they depicted them in hell houses and then, you know, just kind of grabbed on to every other thing that was popular at the time. And what I've seen is whatever big events are happening, tragedies that are happening, they get
sure
thrown into it. In fact, there was one story that I looked up something today, and the way this place actually got shut down before it ever started. Which, by the way, they were going to do this at an elementary school. This was where they were holding this hell house. But it was going to depict the Pulse nightclub shooting from a few years ago.
Don't get me started on that.
Yep. So they were going to reenact that, and they were going to reenact the shootings of...
don't you say it.
The Charleston
okay.
church shooting.
Okay. I thought you were going Sandy Hook on me.
No, not Sandy Hook.
Don't get me started on that one either.
No, no, this was the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. So
that was a tragedy.
Yeah, they were going to have both of these scenarios
in elementary school.
Right. So you have a gay nightclub, and then you have a church that got shot up. Okay. They were going to depict it as, of course, the nightclub. Everyone who died there went
going
straight
to hell,
and then everyone who died at the church shooting
went to heaven.
Right. But that was offensive, and it's tasteless, and it's left
not,
a lot of
not
people...
Not biblical?
Not biblical at all.
So everyone in that church shooting went to heaven, just because they were in a freaking church building.
Because they were in a church, yeah.
That makes me... that makes me angry.
And everyone in a gay nightclub went straight to hell because they were in a gay nightclub. So...
Let me take a breath or two. You go ahead.
Well, it got shut down, because they were like, no way, this is offensive, you guys are, you know... You're doing it all wrong. So they shut it down. They never even got through with it. what was funny was the video that I watched, the news segment about it, what the poster that they used was a photoshopped picture of Rihanna with like glowing eyes and like a distorted face and things like that, and I was and it was all happening at an elementary school. So
I'm trying to see the other side.
Yeah. Well,
I'm trying to see, I really am. I'm trying to see, and that's why I want to talk to someone who's been involved in this, because I want to know what is your end game here?
Yeah.
And how are you able to do this? And there's people out there who are smarter than me who I don't know the other side of this, and I can't wrap my head around it right now. I just don't understand it. I don't understand how that's, you know, if that's your ministry, how can you say that? I just don't understand that. I get if you're trying to say, and I kind of loosely get if you're saying this can lead to a lifestyle that is going to take you down the wrong path.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I can get behind the hell thing. I don't know if I can.
Straight to hell.
I don't think I can get behind that. What I can get behind is if you show someone drinking at a party, and then that becomes a problem that leads to small drug use, and that leads to problem, and now you're a meth head.
Mm-hmm.
I could see doing that, or...
And let's get you help before that happens.
Right. Yeah. And I can even see the premarital sex and the promiscuous teenager and how that can lead to, you know, ideas of self-worth and everything, and I'm not putting a tie between premarital sex and prostitution, but...
But they are.
Depression and you know, ideas of self-worth and everything like that leading to a bad lifestyle. But I can't see either of those things. I don't think I can justify showing that and then showing these people in hell.
Yeah.
That's what I can't wrap my head around. I can get behind you guys doing dramas saying, listen, this can lead to that and this and this and that and that, and I'm loosely saying I can get behind that. Loosely.
Yeah, there's still some...
Loosely, some because you're like, drawing some big conclusions here.
Yeah.
I can loosely get behind that. But to say, at the end of the day, you're making that determination that that person is... It's like that thing. Oh my gosh, I was a part of something like this.
Mm-hmm.
That Carmen song.
Yeah.
You know which Carmen song I'm talking about?
Where he's is Jesus boxing.
Yes.
Yeah. I forgot the name of it. I know what you're talking
and
about.
And he ends up boxing like Hitler.
Yeah.
Or right?
Mm-hmm.
Saying that Hitler is in hell. And there are some other people, you know, that it lists. Judas, I think it even says, in hell.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going to get used for a church thing. And I like... kind of raised my hand. I was like, I can't be a part of this because that's me saying that these people are in hell, and I can't get behind
that. We just don't
know. Because I have no idea. I'm not going to represent myself saying these people are in hell. I don't know if Hitler's in hell.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
You can assume, but you know what they say about people that assume. So.
Right. Exactly. And I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I can't say if a person is in hell or not. I cannot do that. Not to even mention, I'm still trying to figure out what I think hell is.
Because we have no clue about that either.
You know what I'm saying?
We have
like,
no clue.
I'm struggling with the foundations of hell now that we're talking about this and what that actually means, you know, and saying that these people are going before God and then God is sending them to hell or heaven. I want to know what Bible they're reading.
Yeah.
I want to know where they're getting that this is the progression of events that happens that we can firmly say that these people are going to hell if they do this.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, you said about the homosexuality person, that's saying if you decide to be gay, that's sending the message, not only are you going to get AIDS you're gay,
yeah,
but you're going to die.
Yep.
And go to hell.
You're going to die, you go to hell. That's it. That's what they've always been depicted as.
I don't know, man.
You want me to really?
I don't know if I can handle anymore.
What if I told you that they charge admission for this type of thing?
Face.
I'm dead serious. They charge admission for, and not all of them, but a good portion of them, yes, they do charge admission. So not only are they trying to force you, into
becoming
a Christian.
You got to pay.
They're going to take your money. And here's why I think they started doing that, because
it's a good fundraiser for
it's a fundraiser, youth right? Group. Sure, yeah, and they can do that. But there was a pastor who in the 90s started creating Hell House kits, and it was these things that churches could buy. That they could put together for their Hell House, and it came with your basics and things like that. I'll read you some of the things that come in the Hell House kit. Not only did they sell for $150 to $300 a pop for a Hell House kit, but you get a 263-page manual, a video of the Denver Hell House, which is where he was out of, and a tape or compact disc with sound effects. The manual includes everything from a script to prop advice, including, quote, this is a quote from the kit.
Mm-hmm.
Do your very best to buy or purchase a meat product that will resemble as much as possible pieces of a baby that are being placed in the glass bowl for all to see. That is straight from the Hell House manual that comes with the kit.
I'm disappointed.
It's really disgusted. Sad. It's really sad. It is very sad. This type of thing obviously is not something that I stand behind. I don't care to go to one. I'm past the point of wanting to really go to one anyway. And I was talking with Allie about this before. She said, well, you know what's really sad about those things is there's no follow up. You know?
Let me scare you.
Yeah.
Let me literally scare the hell out of you.
Yeah.
And then so that you accept Jesus and then send you along your way with these mixed ideas.
The last one that I went to, they had the alone time that you could have with leaders of that church that was holding the Hell House. And you could talk to them and you could be like, you know, I'm struggling with this. I want to get right tonight. And they had cards that you could fill out. And I remember putting my email address on there and my phone number.
And you didn't get contact?
Not a thing.
I want to go to one now.
D? I was going to ask you, do you want
to
go to one?
We should go to one.
Yeah.
Just to see what's going on. And then sit down with these people afterwards. Yeah. And
during the alone time.
And I want to know what's going on here, man.
Yeah.
I want to know the reasoning behind this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to just talk about this on a podcast. And I'm coming from it. I don't know anything about this until we just sat down. I want to hear the other side.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what they're telling themselves. Because everything that I'm hearing right now.
Yeah.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah. I agree.
Listen. Oh my gosh. A woman who gets an abortion is going to hell. Yeah. Who's making that determination? Where are... I'm sorry, man. Let me ask you a question.
I'm really surprised that you didn't know anything about any of these.
Just because I never asked.
Yeah.
Whenever I heard someone say, oh, we went to... There was one in Hartsville, wasn't there? I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, people would travel, and they would always ask me, do you want to go to blah, 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 Judgment Hell House? And I'd be like, no, I'm good. And they would go and come back. And they would tell me about it.
Yeah.
But they would say, oh, it was so great, man. It was powerful, powerful.
Yeah.
But I never said what happened.
Yeah.
What was powerful. I just moved on.
Yeah.
I was like,
cool.
Cool. That's neat. That interests me. You know, because, listen, I don't like mediocre acting.
Yeah.
And I don't like mediocre production of anything. So that's why I never really had interest in it, because I don't like the mediocre youth group drama junk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, seriously? Like, I looked at it from an entertainment value of, this isn't going to entertain me.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be, you know, some horrible youth group acting with people who don't act and don't know how to act, and they're trying to convey emotion. And frankly, those kids
haven't struggled with a lot of the things that are depicted in those dramas.
But see, I never
knew
that was going on. But, you know, I was coming at it strictly from an entertainment perspective, saying, this is not going to entertain me.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be like a middle school play.
Yeah.
It's not going to entertain me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. This is very bothering. This bothers me.
Yeah.
And I wonder, you know, we got some listeners all over the country. I want to know if this is just a Southern thing. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well,
or is this a Christian-wide thing?
Well, the church where the guy that sells the kits is from Colorado. So it's pretty common. Now, it's more common in the US than anywhere else, obviously. Yeah. But that's also because of just the evangelical church.
Sure.
You know. So but we took a poll on our Facebook for whether or not
vote in the poll.
Oh.
I did not
vote.
Would
you like to vote now?
No, because I don't think that's fair, because I want to know the other side of this.
Yeah.
I truly want to know the other side of this. Because I want to be fair with making my mind up on what's going on. From what I'm hearing right now, I'm utterly disgusted with it.
Yeah.
And completely turned off. And it is unfathomable to me what is happening in the name of Christianity based on what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
So I didn't vote in the poll because I never experienced one of these. So I didn't want to vote in the poll.
So, in the poll, we asked if you guys thought that these Hell Houses were legit ministries, or if you thought maybe it was just a scare tactic for trying to straighten up some of the bad kids, quote-unquote bad kids in your youth group, you know, because there's always a few of them, you know. Every youth group's got the troublemakers, and I felt like it was something like the show Beyond Scared Straight, where they send the kids to jail or with all the prisoners, and like they, you know, try to tell them they got to quit living this way or they're going to wind up here. You know, same thing. It's like you got to quit being this way or you're going to wind up in hell.
Well, let me tell my master's degree in criminal psychology definitely can get on board with that.
Yeah.
That's great logic. Let's send, never mind.
Well, in the poll, it was an overwhelming response, with 81% saying that you just thought it was a scare tactic and only 19% thinking that it was a legit ministry. So these things really aren't and you also kind of have to look at the target. So the goal may be to win the loss.
Yeah,
But look at who goes to those things. It's
Christians.
It's youth group kids, you know. It's a church
youth
load,
group kid. Yeah.
A church bus full of kids that go to those things. So they already have like the basics for Christianity kind of under their wing. The information that I looked up and the research that I did from videos of people talking about these things was from atheists.
Mm.
So there's your target for your whole mission here. And this is what they had to say, and they were like, it's very offensive, and it's really, it's disgusting, it's, extreme.
I'll give you the evangelical response to it.
Yeah.
You know, sanctification is disgusting to a non-believer. But anyway.
I think I saw that in some comments, too.
Right.
Of course,
they're going to think it's whatever.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not... Oh gosh, I don't want to say. Read the question again. What was the poll question?
The poll question was: planning on going to a haunted house this weekend? How about a hell house? You may also know them as, quote-unquote, Christian haunted houses. Do you think this is an effective ministry for salvation, or is it just a scare tactic to set some kids straight? So, a lot of people...
All right, so I could answer... What were the two answer options?
Yes, it's a legit ministry. Okay. No, it's just a scare tactic.
When you first read, yes, it's a legit ministry, mm-hmm. I didn't have... the description that you just...
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I was thinking, I don't know if I'm bold enough to say something is or is not a ministry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Who am I to define what a ministry is? But now that you say, do I think it's an effective way to use ministry? Based biblically and based on my relationship with Jesus and what I know about him,
yeah,
my personal opinion is no.
Yeah.
Based off of what you have the just informed me,
yeah.
I would like to get the other side.
Yeah.
I wish we could have got someone on with us that's done one of these,
mm-hmm.
put it on or has been in charge of it or something like that.
Yeah.
Because I truly want to know the other side of it, because yeah. I want to know where they're coming from and what they're, and I want to ask questions. I don't want to argue. I want to bring up the points that you and I have said. I want to bring up the things that are bothering me about what I'm hearing, and I want to give them an opportunity to explain it.
Yep.
You know
I
what I'm saying?
That'd be good. If we can find some, if there is someone who's listening that has participated in a Hell House, please reach out to us.
We'd love to talk to you. I'm going to reach out to my pastor buddies and see if there's someone out there who's doing it.
Yeah.
There might be one or two that are. I'm not sure, but
I'm sure we can find one in town. I mean, there's several places.
I would like to go to one now.
Yeah.
Just to experience this, and then I would like to talk to them afterwards, mm-hmm. and ask them some questions.
We can do that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Awesome.
That's good.
That's all of my notes. That's all I really got. So,
you did good. You did a lot of good.
Thanks.
Digging there,
thanks.
Buddy boy.
Yeah, you know me. You know me. I do my research.
You do.
Well, Brian, do you have any song suggestions for this week?
I surely do.
Whoa.
I kind of had two, but I'm just gonna go.
You know, I did too. Like I was kind of. It was hard for me to choose. I settled on one though.
You had two.
Yeah, I've been listening to all kind of stuff here recently.
Yeah. How about I do a song suggestion and then a shout out.
Okay.
I don't know, cuz I kind of want to say, all right, here's what I'll do. If you guys haven't listened to Andy Mineo's new stuff that he just put out,
yeah.
Listen to it.
Oh, it's good.
It's good. Mm-hmm. He is breaking out of his shell, and he's getting more. He's letting his artistic stuff. He's letting it fly, man.
Yep.
And because he's getting comfortable. All right. So he was in a mold there for
that
a little
Christian
while.
Christian rapper mold.
Right.
Yeah,
he was in that 116 click.
Yep.
You know where they had to kind of toe a line, and now he's starting to branch off from that a little bit.
They all are.
Yeah,
that's what's so awesome about it. Yeah.
They all are.
Lecrae.
Yep. They all are. But
Derek Minor.
Yep.
Yep.
Andy Mineo he's getting experimental with his lyrics.
Yep.
And they're heavy, they're dark, and they're meaningful.
Yep.
So check out the new stuff that's coming from him. But I'll tell you about a fun song that I just like bumping in the car.
Bump it.
Yep. All right, so it's I Got the Juice.
I got that juice.
All right, how do you say his last name? I wish I had Alec here.
John Gives?
Yeah.
I guess?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, I Got the Juice.
Okay.
I like it. It's just a good, like, bob your head while you're driving down the road
right.
type song.
Got that,
like
bass, that bass bumping.
Yeah, the all beginning right. of it. He's got a lyric. He's like something mother lover. It just makes me laugh,
yeah.
man. It's just one of those songs.
John Gives.
Give.
I Got the Juice.
Gives.
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 Give. Maybe it is Gives.
Yeah, you know, John Gives.
I'm assuming it's like a Hispanic name with the is in there.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's
yeah.
racist of me.
It was. But we'll ask Alec what that is.
Okay.
Yep.
Mine this week, I've floated around with so many different things. I settled on this one just because I listened to the song on repeat tons today.
Can I guess what it is?
Yeah.
Is it an Emery song?
No, it's not.
Dang it!
But I have been listening to a lot of new Emery because it's great. Mm-hmm.
Why I thought you were going to go there. All right.
I've heard three new Emery songs, and yes, they are.
What you
they
got?
Are wonderful. This band is called Sleep On It. This song is called Distant. I first heard it on, we were getting ready to go to Warped Tour over the summer, and I found a Warped Tour 2018 playlist on Apple Music. And so I just shuffled through it just to get an idea of who was going to be there, who we might want to check out. Pop punk band, sounded really great. Sounded like State Champs and all those guys.
They've been around for a while.
Yeah, they have. I didn't realize how long they had been around. But the album is called Overexposed and the song is called Distant. So check out Sleep On It.
Sleep On It.
Yep. I've listened to them at the gym this morning, and I probably listened to the song about 10 times while I was there in the car, while I was at work, when I got off work, just had it going on repeat. It's just, it's good. It's catchy. But that's all I got.
Cool. And yep. You're getting married soon.
I'm getting married in 2 days.
Yes.
To my lovely fiance.
Right.
I'm so happy.
You should be.
And then we're going to go on a honeymoon. We're going to enjoy Harry Potter World and Halloween Horror Nights and the Stranger Things.
Boom.
Walk through. It's going to be awesome.
All right. So, people, thank you for listening.
Yes.
Go get registered to vote. I'm going to push that. Yep. Go get registered to vote. I don't like hearing people say my vote don't matter. It may not matter in some big things, but the primary stuff is coming up. This is where your vote matters. This is where your vote counts. Get out there and register to vote and vote your little hearts out. It's your American given right.
Yep.
Do
and
it.
If you love America, you'll do so.
That's right, baby.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Subscribe on whatever platform that you decide to listen to us on. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Anchor, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public.
Dang.
You can follow us on Instagram. That's at Not Religious Pod. Like us on Facebook at Not Religious Podcast. You can send us emails with show suggestions, song suggestions. If you know anyone who's been involved with the Hell House that we can talk to, send us an email and let us know. Yeah. NotReligiousPod@gmail.com. Whatever you listen to us on, you can leave a review and a rating. That helps us out a ton. It gets us out there.
Helps get our sponsorships.
It helps get those sponsorships set in place. It kind of lets the show grow.
Yep.
We're talking about doing a Patreon. We may have that in the works here soon.
Yep.
So we can make this thing a little more legit.
Because we getting big, people.
We blowing up.
Legit.
Yep. So thank you guys. Have a great week. We'll catch y'all next time.
Be nice to one another.
All right, guys, welcome back to the very last portion of our episode today, where we break down the music clips that we talked about. This first one that we'll get started with, this was Brian's pick by a guy named John Gives. It is not Gives like we thought, just because it's spelled with a Z, because we're idiots. It's John Gives. This song is called I Got the Juice. I'm a fan of it. Brian got me into it. I think this guy used to be a part of a group, kind of branched out, did his own thing. He's gotten some praise from people like Lecrae and different ones, so that's pretty cool. But yeah, this song is called I Got the Juice by John Gives.
Juice box. Junkie juice box. Mother lover, you gon' love this. Graduated from a rebel to a revolutionary in my area, they love this. I'ma wreck it like I'm revving the engine. Heaven's ascension, every dimension, give me attention. Look at my soul, look at my heart, look at my hope. Got the world on my back, but I carry it though. Tell them God got my hand, I ain't letting it go. I came from the side of the ocean. Swim with the best of them, I can't deny I was chosen. Yeah, it's the Miggity Mac, milk in the mic. I don't think I'm giving it back. Living unlimited winnings, that's a limited fact. I mastered this, ain't no coming after this. Resurrected from the dead like Lazarus.
I just gotta go off on it. I just know to put the sauce on it. I don't care about the cost on it. I just gotta get lost on it. I'm just tryna break loose. I'm about to light the fuse. I just need me a cup. I'ma pour me the juice. I got the juice now.
All right, I got The Juice by John Gibbs. Hope you guys enjoyed that as much as I did. I love listening to new music and being introduced to new artists and things like that. I love that song. I immediately went and downloaded it. It's pretty great. This next one, like I mentioned, I heard it in a playlist on Apple Music for the Warped Tour lineup this past summer, the final Warped Tour that was ever done. We didn't get a chance to see these guys. However, I did get introduced to a lot of great new music from them. This band is called Sleep On It, and this song is called Distant. I hope you guys enjoy it. We'll just play it out from here. Have a great week. We'll catch you guys next time.
I'm a funeral procession driving circles around me.